Bill Shorten faces his first question time as Leader of the Opposition when hostilities resume in the Parliament today. And he joins me here in our Parliament House studios. Bill Shorten, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What's your response to the position of the new government? We've been there talking to the Environment Minister about the 5% emissions reduction target, not going beyond that until other countries make binding commitments. Do you think their position's changed?
Yes, I believe that this is a government who doesn't really fundamentally want to do anything about climate change. We, at the last election, said that we would scrap the carbon price, but on the basis that we'd move to an effective solution on climate change. We're not seeing any signs from the government that they are sharing the community's concern about climate change, about extreme weather events. So I am concerned that this government is putting off for the future generations action that we should take now.
Well, of course, some of Australia's business groups are concerned you're putting off the future action that they want to see happen right now, and that is the repeal of the carbon tax. That'll be the first order of business this morning at 9 a.m, and you want a vote on that repeal of the tax deferred until March next year. Why wait? Why wait, given in particular when the Parliament Senate changes in July, Tony Abbott will almost certainly get that repeal?
I think there's a few assumptions in what you said, Fran. Just going to this discussion about what business want. A lot of business, especially business which is plugged in overseas, knows that the rest of the world's moving to act on climate change. It's almost like we have to relitigate the case that climate change is real and that our efforts, man-made activities, do contribute to it. So I don't believe that business wants Australia to stick its head in the sand.
Well, we've got the Australian Industry Group overnight, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Business Council of Australia and the Minerals Council saying delaying the removal of the tax until a new Senate sits will do nothing for the environment while, quote, adding substantially to the costs and burdens facing businesses and households.
Well, I don't agree with the analysis of the trade union leaders of the business community. What I believe is that climate change is real, and I don't think that we can put off to future generations acting on climate change. Don't we in this place, in this nation, in this parliament have an obligation to stand up for our kids and our grandkids and the sort of world we pass on to them? I had the opportunity to meet with our board of directors of a large energy company, international directors, people who have got business interests all around the world. They know that other countries are moving towards changing their energy mix and the way that they tackle climate change. And I think they see Australia's refusal, for instance, to attend Warsaw talks as a retrograde step. Australia can't bury its head in the sand and pretend that there's not real issues to deal with.
Can I ask you about another issue that's definitely going to be on the table, if not today, then tomorrow? And this is the move by the government to lift the debt ceiling by $200 billion from $300 billion, where it currently stands, to $500. You want to block that increase. You want to limit it to $100 billion. This morning, Tony Abbott says that's not on.
This government, this opposition, having criticised us as being relentlessly negative, is now bunging on a Tea Party-style situation, a Washington Tea Party-style situation here in Canberra.
A Washington Tea Party situation, you'd be the Tea Party.
Goodness me, Tony Abbott trying to accuse Labor of being more right-wing than Tony Abbott. I don't think a crocodile would swallow that. What I'd like to do, Fran, is give you another Tony Abbott quote on debt ceilings. When Labor wanted to increase the debt ceiling by $50 billion, not by $200 billion, but by only $50 billion, which looks positively modest in retrospect when you look at the Liberals' ambitions, Tony Abbott said this: the government should be forced to specifically justify this, not just to sweep it under the carpet. He went on to say, the government has to justify this. Our money, our future is too important to be mortgaged like this without the government giving us the strongest possible arguments for it, because every dollar that they borrow has got to be repaid. Tony Abbott to Alan Jones. So when they're in opposition, they resisted Labor increasing the debt cap to a far more modest level than they're trying to do. Now, everyone in Australia knows that the Coalition want to increase the debt cap in one hit so they don't have to justify it in future years to the Parliament. They want a blank cheque to increase the nation's credit card.
Okay, you don't want to give them a blank cheque. You want them to justify it, just as Tony Abbott in that quote you read there to Alan Jones was urging you to justify it. In the end, you got your debt ceiling raised. What if Joe Hockey comes in, justifies it to you? Would you then allow him to have his $200 billion rather than limiting it to $100 billion?
I'm a middle-of-the-road sort of person. I actually believe in working constructively in the nation's interests. Tony Abbott never offered to compromise on the number we nominated and come to a halfway point. We will, we are, and we will do that. We will offer a reasonable working compromise. But what sort of opposition would we be? If we just said, every time Mr. Abbott said, I want to practically double the nation's debt, and we just said, sure, please go ahead. We're not, we're reasonable, but we're not patsies, and we will stand up for Australian taxpayers to the Abbott government when they just want to blow the nation's credit card.
The government says they want to double, they want to lift it by $200 billion because the advice from Treasury is that by 2016, the debt will be over $400 billion.
Well,
Joe Hockey also says this is your debt blowout. Quote, through Labor's own mismanagement, the current $300 billion cap was never going to be sufficient to cover the deficits it's created, and he wants to lift it now because he reckons the debt you've left him.
I love this coalition. They say one thing before an election and then they totally do the opposite thing when they get into government. This coalition government is not the government that people voted for on September the 7th. They said that there is, they said repeatedly that massively increasing debt is not the way to solve a debt problem. They said before the election there was a debt crisis. So what do these guys do when there's a debt crisis? They want to double the debt crisis. These people, when there's a, when the house is on fire, want to set fire to the street.
So just to, with using Tony Abbott's Tea Party analogy again, and Joe Hockey writing this morning, you're holding a gun to Parliament's head, and the recent experience in the US shows playing politics when the clock is ticking is irresponsible. Did you consider the overseas experience before you decided to say no to a $500 billion limit?
We considered the overseas experience and offered the compromise of $400 billion. We are a party of compromise and negotiation. The sort of opposition I want to lead over the next 3 years is to be a constructive opposition. But that does not mean that we're a rubber check. We will not be a branch of the Liberal Party. We are the Labor Party. We understand that the nation, that they need to increase the debt cap. But they've made no case. They won't produce their mid-year economic outlook. They won't explain to us why they think they need to go to $500 billion before next year. So we are willing to compromise in the best interests of the nation. But what we won't do is just because Joe Hockey, having got into government, realises that what he said in opposition wasn't true, we are not just going to let them off the hook and give just increase the nation's credit card and put extra debt on future generations of Australians.
It's 2 minutes to eight on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is the opposition leader, Bill Shorten. Bill Shorten, just finally on asylum seekers, there's a little confusion about this suggestion that the government is working on a people swap arrangement with Indonesia. A senior Indonesian official has said the deal is being discussed and there's been something faxed through. Tony Abbott and Scott Morrison say it's not. But if it does come to fruition as an idea, you'd be supporting it, wouldn't you? Because it's very close to what you're opposing with Malaysia.
I think that, you know, we've all given the government a period of grace. They've had a couple of months to find out where their ministerial offices are, to get briefed by their departments. But these guys were the masters of the universe on turning back boats before the election. Now we've got reports of boats sailing into Darwin Harbour. The Indonesian government has said that they've been faxed some sort of offer. You know, why? How is it that if we need to find out what's going in Australia with this government, we've got to ask the Indonesian press? It is time for Scott Morrison and Tony Abbott to today present to the Parliament what on earth is going on with their boats policy. Who's right? Who's wrong? What do the Indonesians know? Have we annoyed them? Are we jeopardising what Labor put in place with the PNG solution? And what on earth is going on, Scott Morrison?
Bill Shorten, thank you very much for joining us, and you'll be sitting on the other side of the Parliament for a change today.
I will.
Good luck with that. Opposition leader Bill Shorten.